Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's a legend when it comes to journalists. For, what, 50 years he's been reporting, done it all, the news, sports pages, worked for some of the biggest syndicates out there, Scripps Howard News Service. And then 30 years ago, he found out about the Bilderberg Group. He couldn't believe he'd never heard of it. And he is really the pioneer who's now, the lonely days back in 81 when he first went to Switzerland to cover it. He'd been covering it from his desk for 5 years plus before that. And now today it's all over national papers in Canada and in Europe. It's all over national TV. He was on national TV. Esalam was on national TV. I was mentioned on national TV. I'd say about 25-30% of those on the street that I talked to in Ottawa knew about the Bilderberg Group now. So Jim has really made a difference. He shows what one man can do. He joins us for the next 30 minutes to give us his rundown of the Bilderberg Group as we start our coverage of this today. After he leaves us in 30 minutes, I'll detail what happened to us there. Jim, good to have you on with us, my friend.
It's always fun.
It was good meeting you in person.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
You are quite the character.
You make a boy blush.
You just got back to Virginia last night, or I guess back to D.C.
Yeah.
Just in a nutshell, give us your take. Was Bilderberg, was our coverage of that a big success this year?
Absolutely. Well, it's a big success every year, but we always are able to lift a rock and watch the roaches crawl around. Good press in the Canadian newspapers this year. In fact, you were something of a headline hog yourself, getting tied up by the Canadian authorities at the airport.
Front page of the National Post, in the Ottawa Citizen 3 times, in the Sun. Yeah, it was big.
They sure embarrassed themselves, because the reason they stopped you at the airport was to keep things out of the media. And the result was more got into the media.
Well, the Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't he, Jim?
I sure do. I mean, yes.
It sure does. Jim, we got the list this year. You told me on videotape this is a very strong list.
Well, yes, it always is strong. What's interesting is who's not on the list. This will be the first time in the history of Bilderberg, dating back to 1954, when the publisher of the Washington Post did not attend. But that is according to their official, allegedly confidential list. Nor Jimmy Lee Hoagland, the associate editor, who always escorts little Robert Graham. The publisher's Washington Post, dating back to the original Phil Graham in 1954, then his widow, Catherine Graham, when she became publisher on his death, and now on her death, Robert Graham, they've always attended without fail. Now, they could have attended this year and asked to be kept off the list because they don't want any fan mail, or it could be they're tired of being bugged by other reporters who know they were there and cannot understand their promise of secrecy. So I don't know if they were there or not, but I know they're not on the official list.
Well, let's talk about who was there. Ahmed Chalabi, the torture master and wanted bank robber, is there, wanted by allies. We also had James Wolfensohn, former head of the World Bank. We had James Wolfensohn there. We had so many people there. Queen Beatrix, I personally videotaped her. David Rockefeller. We had the current president of the Federal Reserve was there. Former past chairman of the Federal Reserve were there. This is quite interesting, Jim.
Yes, and they're quite regulars. The only new guy of significance was New York Governor George Pataki, which means that they consider him a potential president. Well, he does, too. He's a Republican, not running for re-election in New York State. He's had 2 terms. So he's pondering the presidential run. And they're taking him seriously enough. I mean, they think he's a serious enough candidate to invite him.
We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We almost were stopped from going into Canada, then it became a national news story because it was political and they had to admit that the, quote, Bilderberg Conference was concerned and worried about us. We had provocateurs out on the street in front of the hotel resort trying to stir up trouble. We'll get into that. Jim Tucker tried to get in. They blocked his entrance. And Jim Tucker, who really is the father of covering Bilderberg Group, joins us now. He just got back last night to D.C. from Ottawa, their capital there in Canada. Jim, I want to get into what you learned from your moles, what you learned from sources inside, and from pooling information with other people you trust, what the main agenda was this year. We know it's always open borders, American Union, EU expansion, attacking sovereign nations, bringing in world currencies. We know that, but what else was big on their agenda?
Preventing the United States from invading Iraq. We've already invaded Iraq. Bilderberg was opposed to the invasion of Iraq while the buildup was still going on. First big division within Bilderberg, in my experience, and they were very strongly warning the United States not to go to war in Iran. They said we'll be all alone, there'll be no help from Europe or from anybody else, and also there's some sharp exchanges there where one guy says to the Americans, I don't have the names in front of me, they'll be in the story, something to the effect that, why do you want to fight Israel's war? Now, in Europe, in the Europeans, there's a lot more coverage balanced coverage of Middle East turmoil than there is in the United States. A lot of Americans think that the Palestinians are all bad people who do mean things to Israelis, that they butcher and kill Israelis for the fun of it. But in Europe, where the coverage is much more balanced, they'll describe Palestinian atrocities, but they'll also describe Israeli atrocities. So it's not such a shocking thing for a European Bilderbergs to say to Americans, why do you want to fight Israel's war? It shook down to this type of argument. Our guy says, we're trying to make the world safe, and we're about nuclear proliferation. He says, you attack Iran, and Iran rains missiles on Israel, and Israel responds by nuking Iran. Now, where's your proliferation? Where's your safe world? So that's the, in fact, they're so strong that I'm quite hopeful that President Bush will refrain from his strong urge to invade Iran.
Now, Ahmed Chalabi, he yeah. was there. We also had Richard Pearl there. Obviously, two big pushers of the attack on Iran. From your moles inside, what did you hear back?
Well, just what I said. Say the notes are all scrambled right now. The names will be in our stories this week of the ones who actually participated in, were in on these conversations. But they were very strongly warning the United States not to do it. And I think there may be some hesitation now on the part of even the chicken hawks like Richard Pearl, who's still a close advisor to the president, although he has no official job in the administration at the moment, along with William Ludi, the enlisted special assistant to the president for defense policy and strategy. Well, Ludi was in on that confrontation, so they have a lot to tell the president when he gets back from Iraq, where he is right now.
What else was big on the agenda?
Well, there's some discussion of rising interest rates, and they're also concerned about Hugo Chavez of Venezuela blocking expansion of NAFTA, which, as you know, is very important to their goal of a world government.
That's right. EU expansion failed in 05, so did the American Union's expansion.
Exactly. If Chavez succeeds and establishing another competitive NAFTA coalition, economic coalition of some kind in Latin America, it could block NAFTA altogether, the expansion of NAFTA to those countries. And unless it's throughout the Western Hemisphere, it cannot be the American Union that the Bilderbergs have advocated for so many years.
Did you find out what they want to do to Hugo Chavez?
Not precisely, no. Use whatever pressure they can to make him back up. Also, of course, they're uncomfortable about the fact he's increasing taxes on oil being extracted from Venezuela, which hits the Rothschilds and the Queen Beatrix right in the wallet.
Yeah, the extraction tax. Before, they just got it out of the country for free. Now there's a small tax on it, and we know they're publicly outraged about that. Why do you think that Richard C. Holbrooke was there?
He's a regular.
And for those that don't know, tell listeners about Richard C. Holbrooke. He's one of the architects of the attack on Serbia.
Yes, he's been one of the a long-time war hawks. He's in the administration for a while. He's another one of the regulars, like Richard Pearl, attends Bilderberg meetings when Republicans are in the White House, not when Democrats are. Democrats have their own Bilderberg types. Well, they still want you to be Secretary of Defense, or at least Assistant Secretary of Defense, to come anyway. So that's the major turnover for the United States in Bilderberg. Some, of course, the Rockefellers are there every year, no matter who's in the White House. As far as administration officials, as you know, Secretaries of State, Treasury, and Defense routinely attend, no matter who's occupying the White House. And if not able to attend, they'll certainly send their number two man, a high official. And, of course, American taxpayers pay their traveling costs.
We've got, I mean, there's 120 names here in the list, but we've got the commissioner of the European Commission. We've got all these former presidents. We've got former secretaries of state from other nations. We've got all these top CEOs. We also have a University of Texas professor here, the head of the LBJ School of Affairs. It just goes on and on. We've got all the classics here, the David Rockefellers, the Queen Beatrixes of the Netherlands. Who are some of the other people that you think are important that were there?
A lot of people have expressed been interested in the fact they don't see the name Rothschild anymore. Well, for a lot of years, Evelyn Dave Rothschild attended on behalf of his family, and people with the last name of Rothschild from the family attended. Now, through intermarriage and all that, it's Franco Bernabi, vice chairman of Rothschild Europe, who represents their interests this year. So,
then we've got Jorm Olilia, if I'm pronouncing that right, chairman Dutch Rochelle. Of course, and the owner, Queen Beatrix, is there. It just goes on and on. President and CEO of the Royal Bank of Canada, Gordon Nixon. We've got the Queen of the Netherlands. Here it is right here.
She's been a regular for years, back when it was mostly all boy.
And it says Netherlands HM, the Queen.
Her Majesty.
Queen of. Yeah, no one ever says their last name. It's just of the House of the Netherlands. She's another Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, though.
Well, earlier list would refer to her as Her Majesty Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. I don't think there's anything sinister about the fact that it didn't come out precisely that way on the list this year.
We've got President Carnegie Endowment, which is busy disarming us. We've got Assistant to the Defense Policy Strategy National Security Council. It just goes on and on. I mean, there's so many of these names, Jim.
Yes, but 120 is a pretty good size group. It's interesting that little was heard, at least as far as I know, from Henry Kissinger this year. He's normally a big blabber at Bilderberg, but my sources had him say anything profound. Kevin told you I have to leave at 1:15, I think.
Pardon me, sir?
I have to tell you goodbye about now, but Kevin told you I could only go 15 minutes.
Oh, late. I'm sorry. I thought he told me 30, Jim. I mean, I know you're busy filing filing your story.
Yeah, they've got the whip on my back today. But I enjoy talking to you as usual, and we'll get together again soon.
You bet, Jim. Before you leave us here in just a moment, any other key points you want to add about Bilderberg?
I think I've dumped all I know right now.
When are we going to see your reports coming out in American Free Press?
It'll be in the next edition. Well, the one you get that was mailed Thursday, and you may be receiving today, will have just the report I filed last Thursday. The big coverage comes in the following spotlight, following American Free Press.
I think you're going to have, about four different reports in that?
Yeah.
Including coverage of how we were detained. I just wanted to add before you leave, you've been detained before, so has Estalon, so have others. Why haven't they learned that this only gets more attention?
Because they're not very bright.
I think they're bright. Maybe it's just they're arrogant.
Possibly. Well,
All right, Jim, we're going to let you go. It was good meeting you in person.
Very good.
You bet. Take care. I could hear folks there at the paper trying to drag Jim away. He just got home last night, just got into the paper a few hours ago. We were honored to have him. I'm going to come back and give you my Bilderberg Group coverage, what happened to us while we were there, what we saw. Read over some of the list. It's a who's who of the elite. And this is your enemy. This is the crowd that colludes together to bring in world government. And what we're getting from the last 3 years is, for the first time ever, they're really, some of them are fighting with each other. Because they think they're all for world government, they're all for world tax, they're all for taking your freedoms, but they realize that some of the neocons who they hired to do this job are moving so quickly that it is even endangering their hegemony, their monopoly of global dominance and control. So we will get into that when we return. Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to play one more time. I played it yesterday in the third hour. I did live. I literally screeched up from the airport and in the third hour live. We will re-air where I bullhorned them. And I've got my notes here. We will run through what happened. Then we'll continue with your calls throughout the rest of the broadcast. We've got an hour and 40 minutes left. Plenty of time to cover this and a lot of other news issues. I'm just going to spend time on Bilderberg this hour. Next hour, get into all the other news. Stay with us.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Short of it, we flew into the, I guess it'd be the 52nd Bilderberg Group meeting in Ottawa. You go through one row of customs, a bunch of windows. They weren't flagging hardly anybody. I'd say maybe one out of 40 people over. They flagged myself and both my cameramen. They sent us into this office, and immediately they began yelling at us and being mean to us, and I didn't put up with it. I just told them that, you know, I didn't appreciate how I was being treated. And that went on and on and on and on and on. for right around 15 hours. And they were told us they were going to kick us out of the country. They laughed at us that next morning and said, but this is still going to take all day before we ship you out, and laughed at us. But I had gotten a call in and talked to Jim Tucker, and he was able to talk to the press, so the press started calling me on my cell phone. Then they came out and yelled at me right in front of the press to turn my cell phone off, that I was under examination, basically under arrest. And then a bunch of media showed up. Not a bunch. CBC reporter, some news reporters for print, some photojournalists, mainstream, all of them showed up. I was later told they were rude to them. That really helped get things off to a good start. Backfired on them. And then members of parliament, I'm told, began to call because a bunch of people had called. It was, I guess, a network of activists had already gotten in gear. And so things began to, you know, get better from there. And after about an hour of that, they said, we're going to let you go. And they let us go. And I drove down to the Bilderberg meeting place, the Brook Street Hotel. Big hotel about 200 yards off a large main road with a golf course in the back, a resort. There were private security, Ottawa police, Royal Mounted Police in plain clothes. Clearly one of Queen Beatrice's security detail running around with a shirt that said Netherlands on it, speaking in that Dutch accent, saying, we need to do violent things. Let's kill Masons. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then just waiting for us to agree so they could pounce on us. They couldn't get the predatory look out of their eyes. And a lot of them were arriving throughout that day. That was Thursday. And we got Queen Beatrix on video, David Rockefeller, a bunch of other bigwigs, huge individuals. And we were able to get a lot of them on tape. We were able to shout at them as they drove through. I realize this is not a very healthy profession to have, but I did it nevertheless. Some of these people control trillions of dollars. Bill Gates is not the richest man in the world, boys and girls. And then coming up on Saturday, I was, and of course this whole time in between, I'm doing interviews on the site, doing interviews at hotel rooms, doing interviews on the streets of Ottawa, down at their beautiful parliament. Amazing, what do they call it, Gothic structure, interviews with people on the street, and we found one person out of probably, I don't know, we probably interviewed about 100 people on the street. We probably ran into, there was one guy who wasn't sure. He thought maybe we need an American union, and after we talked to him about it, he said he probably wasn't for it. And about 25-30%, I haven't counted them up yet, but a good portion, a large minority, and that's good news, did know about the Bilderberg Group, were upset about it, did know that they wanted to get rid of their sovereignty. And I mean, 5 years ago, I don't know about Canada, but in the U.S., if you ask somebody about the Bilderberg Group, no one, maybe one out of 100 would know what it was, and they'd laugh at you and say it was a conspiracy theory. You know, remember that the news in this country, the same news that says Zarqawi's been killed four times, said it didn't exist, you were crazy if it existed. I mean, I've been personally attacked by the biggest paper in the country, the New York Times, for reporting on it. Just interviewing people. This is the first one I've ever been to. And but I tell you, stepping across that line, when I was bullhorning him from 200 yards away, there's the huge edifice of the building in front of me, and it was backfiring so hard, it was so loud off the glass, that it was causing, you'll hear it on the bullhorn when I play it coming up, causing a feedback loop, which is great. It was really loud. You'll hear videotape from behind it. So everything you hear is it bouncing back and still hear how loud it is. And Bilderberg Group members, Holbrook came out and started walking up to complain to security right after I did it, and I screamed at him. That's a clip we'll be getting up for folks. And it's up there on YouTube. Thank God for YouTube. We have millions of downloads of our videos we post now, so we can't post a lot of stuff for free just because of the cost, but well, YouTube, we can. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll play those when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Thanks for joining us. We'll take some of your calls coming up here in a few minutes. I'll get into some of the other developments that took place at Bilderberg Group. First off, though, I want to, one more time, I played this yesterday, I played just part of my bullhorning. Now, there's a second part we're going to post for members at prisonplanet.tv. My bullhorning of the good old boys there at the Bilderberg Group and good old gals. Let's go ahead and roll that.
The people of the planet are free. Humans, since the beginning of civilization, have struggled against tyranny. We are here with a new Declaration of Independence, a declaration of free people on the planet Earth, resisting your tyranny. We do not want your American Union. We do not want your European Union. We wish to live in peace and be free, just as you wish to have your secret meetings and be left alone. We are here at great danger and great expense, and with great courage, to stand up against your enormous power. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil. We respect your dark power. But you should know that as you attempt to set up your world government, you're facing greater and greater problems. Your agenda is faltering. free humans everywhere know what you're doing. The people have woken up to what you're doing. You're attempting to shut down the internet and the free press. You are failing. The cat is out of the bag. The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We will expose the New World Order. We will expose the Global Crime Syndicate. To David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans have stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We are here telling you we will resist the New World Order. We will defeat your world government. We will defeat world taxation. We will defeat your control grid. God is on our side. And I stand before the Creator of the universe. And I ask the Creator of the universe, as our founding fathers did in 1776, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80% that Henry Kissinger penned in 1973. We stand here as free human beings that love our families, that want to control our own destinies. I know that you have the excuses that you claim you have to have world government to stop world war, but in truth, architects of World War II are sitting in your building right now, like Queen Beatrix, her late husband, SS officer. We are here simply trying to defend liberty. You have threatened us. You have threatened our countries. You have threatened our sovereignty. You have threatened our livelihoods. Your world government and your own statements and your own policy reports are detrimental to the average man, woman, and child. You have more power and more money than you could ever spend. You own the central banks that print the money. Why then do you continue to try to dehumanize us? Why do you put mercury in the vaccines, stannous sodium fluoride in the water? Why? Why do you put cancer viruses in the vaccines? Why have you used depleted uranium now in four separate nations? The equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs of uranium now in the atmosphere. Why are you doing this? Why are you so dark? Why are you so destructive? Why are you destroying your own future? You're arrogant. You have the sickness that elites have had throughout history in their literal and, in some cases, figurative ivory towers. You believe that you're invincible. You are your own greatest enemy. You are an enemy of humanity and the human experience and everything that we are and everything that we could be. You are threatened by the dynamic human free spirit. You are monopoly men. You monopolize the economic system. You try to monopolize the spiritual systems because you're threatened by independent middle classes developing their own industries that you believe will threaten your monopoly of control and power. We here, the free peoples of earth, stand against you and your wickedness. The numbers are growing every day. Millions of people every day wake up to what you're doing. They understand your program of control, and they will resist it. Again, we implore the Creator of the universe to aid us. We pledge our lives, our bodies, our sacred honor, our treasure, all on the line against you, the neo-fascist corporate royalty. We tell you now that your abuse must end. We tell you now, listen to the voices inside Bilderberg that understand the truth. We tell you now that we know there's dissenting voices in your ranks who say that what you're doing is dangerous. You're hurtling the world towards World War IV, as you call it. We ask you to reconsider your wickedness and your evil. You are being led by a very dark force. You have been manipulated and deceived yourselves. You know at the end of your days now, many of you, that all the evil and all the power has not filled you. No matter how many wars and how much evil and wickedness you engage in, you feel more and more hollow every day. Let me tell you now that I have no fear of you because I've already lived a wonderful life and I've lived for what's good and what's decent and what's beautiful and I believe in the human spirit. My life is overflowing. I am so incredibly happy. I am empowered. I am empowered by the life force. I am empowered by creativity and goodness and the light. You are filled with the black pits of hell. You are filled with darkness and it will never quench your thirst. some of you can turn back. I remember interviewing Charlotte Iserby, whose father was a member of Skull and Bones in Bohemian Grove, and as he lay on his deathbed dying of cancer, that elite member that traveled in your highest circle repented of what he'd done and cried his guts out. And I believe that man will be in heaven. He won't be visiting where some of you are going, in the depths of Hades.
Amen.
Amen.
The elite of the world, and that's you, have been waging war on the people, waging war on any free populations, attempting to create your world government, a monopoly of thought, a monopoly of science, a monopoly of finance. You are destroying this species. You are destroying our development. You are bad social engineers. You're like a lion who comes into the pride, that comes into the pride and goes after the cubs because you're threatened of them rising. You're threatened by them. You seek to feed on your own species. You're an upper predator class that is trying to engineer us and dumb us down so we're more easily fed upon. You will, and you are, failing now. Your New World Order will fall.
Yeah.
Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to your 1984 world is the world of 1776. The human spirit has always risen against tyranny. The human spirit has always overcome fear. The human spirit has always resisted the bully. And we are resisting you now as we will for eternity. Because ideas are bulletproof. And as we all here standing are flesh and blood, the idea of human liberty and human freedom is bulletproof, and you will fail. Your children will rebel against you. Your wives will rebel against you. Your husbands will rebel against you. Because the truth and decency and freedom is beautiful and is wonderful. And it is the holy grail you've been seeking that's been right under your nose. Be good. Turn from your wicked ways. Say no to global government. Say no to engineering the human species into a slave state. Your tyranny has failed. You've already been defeated. You can already feel the rumblings as your supports crumble underneath you. The crises you thought you would create to bring in world government is the crisis that will undo your system. History shows it. You believe you're students of history? Look at history. You will reach your world government. You will gain your new world order. But right as you grasp it, you will feel the floor beneath you falling. At the very moment you gain the apex of your power, at the very moment you climb to the summit of that mountain, your defeat is ensured. What you seek is your undoing. You have been defeated.
All right. And that's what it really comes down to, my friends. Now, I'm more focused than I've ever been. And just a word to the wise, everybody out there listening, my days of Mr. Nice Guy are over. I have sacrificed my life. I have committed myself to this fight. I'm not afraid of anybody or anything. I know I'm flesh and blood. I know I'm a weak creature. But I've asked God for guidance, and I just go with my gut now. And all the scum and all the trash, all of you that think you can push us around, I don't care if you're New World Order or your minions or your fake patriots or whatever you are, just get out of our way. We want freedom. We're going to fight for it. We're not backing down. We're going 110%. I'll get more into the Bilderberg Goose, yes, the Bilderberg Group later. Right now, let's go to call. Scott in New York, you're on Genesis. Go ahead, Scott. Hi.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
You are the real deal. I mean, we appreciate what you've done. I was up there. I met you. I listened to you. You're a great American. You've really put a fire under me to help out again in this fight again.
By the way, Scott's from upstate New York. I would have gone to you earlier, Scott, if I knew it was you. I had a chance to meet you. You went up there a few days early and checked into the resort. Tell people that story.
Yeah, well, I checked in on the 7th, which was the day before they came. When I checked in about 9:30 at night, they had me sign a paper stating that I would leave at 8:30. And, you know, I argued about it. However, they weren't going to do it. The only thing they would do for me is find me another hotel.
Now, there was a big sweep going on, we're told, by reporters the night before. So you were there during that sweep?
I was there during that sweep. There were about 30 guys, all dressed in white shirts, black ties. They were in the front of the building, on floor to floor. They were in the back in the golf course. My room was way up high, and I was overlooking the golf course. And at 3:30 in the morning, I saw them outside with flashlights looking through the trees. And I'll tell you, it was kind of scary for me. I didn't want to fall asleep because I was scared. But I got up the next morning about 8:20, and I called the front desk. I told them I was going to be a little late checking out, and they told me if I didn't leave at 8:30, I'd be escorted out. And I told them, I'm taking a shower anyway, and if you want to escort me out, you can come and get me in the shower. And about 9, I was one of the last people, one of the last people to leave, because my car was parked underneath the building in an underground garage, and it was one of the last cars there. And when I left, everything was barricaded, and they had opened the barricade for me. And that's when I parked my car outside.
And you gave us the letterhead. You gave us a copy of the letter that they gave you, signed by you, ordering you out by 8:30. You even gave us some soap from inside the building.
Yeah, I did. I hope you didn't take that personally. My brother said, well, why did you give him that soap? He's going to take it personally. I said, no, he won't.
Well, for those that don't know, you gave me some of the stuff the first day, and then I came out in the morning the next day, and you'd put it on my car. No, we saw the note from you. And so, no, we understood you just forgotten to give us something, and you were leaving. You gave it to us. You weren't there for the bullhorning. I wish you wouldn't have missed it.
I was afraid that you were thinking that maybe I was somebody that I, you know, one of the bad people, you know, and I started saying, I better just leave the guy alone, and I'll go back to New York.
No, Scott, I could tell you were a real, but listen, you're not 6'3", the exact same type every time, with the short haircut, looking at me with hatred, with a smile on your face, with a predatory look like I'm stupid, and you weren't saying, let's kill people, let's kill. No, we knew who the cops were.
Alex, I'll tell you, I looked at you with such awe, because... And you're younger than I am, and I'll tell you what a wonderful person you are. May God bless you for the rest of your days. I wish you have a healthy, happy life and a successful in this. And anything that I could do, I'm going to try to do. And if you could put me off air, I want to tell you something that I called Brook Street and asked them to refund my money because they made me leave so early. And I'll tell you what the guy said off air if I could.
Yeah, we're going to break in a few minutes. Let me put you on hold, and I'll talk to you during the break. Anything else you want to discuss, Scott? You were there that first day. Did you witness the guys that were running up going, let's kill Masons? It was just so obvious they were cops.
I witnessed one guy, and he came up to you and your crew, and I was standing next to you, and he's like, well, I'm going to blow these people up or something like that. I don't know if he was one of them, but he was kind of a kooky guy, and he scared me. I wanted to run away from him. And I'll tell you, it was kind of frightening for me to be there.
No, he was one of them, yeah. But the way we caught him was, we saw one of them, who probably worked for Queen Beatrix, going back on the property. They had all their private details as well. The Queen of the Netherlands, folks, she was there. And then we caught other ones who would act like they weren't with each other, getting out down the street out of the same cars. Every time I'd go to my car to do something, they'd run and get in their cars and be ready, and they'd be on radios. But then before I got there, because I was detained, the Dutch guard was there, and he would run up to everybody, get out of their car, hey, you're Alex Jones, I'm a big fan, and be like old men. They'd go, not Alex Jones, didn't even know what I look like. And when I run up, oh, Alex Jones, I'm a big fan of your films. And then immediately, every time there was press there, anytime anything was happening, they would just scream that they wanted violence. The cops would sit there waiting right by them to see if we would say something and agree. I would have been arrested the millisecond I agreed with him.
I understand that. You know, to do what you did, you know, afterward, when you were held for those 15 hours, and I had found out at 8:30 that you were held because I called all around town trying to find your hotel room, and they told me that you were sent back to America, and I was sick over it because I wanted to meet you. And then when I was told by Daniel Ustalin that you were going to come there, that you were, they were going to let you go, and then to see you, and you were so happy, and you were smiling, and you just really energized some of the locals that were there that knew of it, and they were so happy to see you. And what was so beautiful about it is so many young guys that are knowledgeable, that it really gives you hope for the future.
I know, and people bringing their young children there.
Yeah, I didn't see that because I wasn't there the next day. But the day that I was there, there were these, you know, teenagers and guys in their early 20s and late 20s that were there that are so informed that you say, maybe we do have a chance to beat these people.
Well, regardless, we got to fight them, Scott. I'll find out what this inside info is during this break. Stay there. So keep him on hold for me, guys. We'll come back and take more of your calls. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's Genesis Communications. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
While we were there, a big armored limousine, the big Cadillac type, pulled in. It had U.S. diplomatic plates. And they didn't park in front of the hotel, even though it had trees. You still shoot some video. They went in the underground parking garage. And the vehicle had a whole bunch of police cars with it and police motorcycles, and a bunch of security came out. And I said, that's some U.S. government official. We had heard this. We hadn't confirmed it, but I know, Scott, I got the documentation. I got the letters from the hotel to him. I just talked to Scott. He just talked to the head of the hotel, who blurped out what we'd already heard rumors of. We still haven't confirmed it. We have to find out exactly where she was Saturday, but Ottawa's pretty close to New York. It's about an hour flight. Hillary Clinton was reportedly there. We know that Hillary's been meeting with Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, meeting with Murdoch for several years every week for dinner. We know she's pro-war. We know the neocons are positioning her. And we do know that Pataki was there. That was on the news. So you've got all these people that could be presidential candidates there. Governor Warner was there last year. We know they're positioning him for the Democratic run as well. So Bill Clinton was at Bilderberg Group in 1991. That is confirmed. And Evian France. So it looks like it's the same thing again. So Paul Watson, when you get on that, just we've got an unconfirmed report, but it looks pretty good. This is a good source. And it's the third time I've heard this from decent sources that Hillary Clinton was there. Imagine Queen Beatrix would pull up in the front. You could shoot through two little trees and barely get them in one spot, get their faces. Most of them would try to just get out of the car and walk straight in so you couldn't see their faces. We got Beatrix, we got Rockefeller, people like that, Wolfensohn, but Holbrooke, many others. But we did not get Hillary if she was indeed there. But we have to find out where she was Saturday. Because this big diplomatic car comes in. We know Rumsfeld publicly went, 3.5 years ago. We'll find out what's going on, and let's be the first to know out there. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up first here in line? Matt in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to say you're doing a heck of a job out there last week on documenting the Bilderberg Group. Also wanted to say, you know, to all the people that are out there, we've got to take the information you present to us, and we have got to take public access radio, public access TV, or, you know, small groups in the communities. We can't, you know, rely on you to wake the world up. We can rely on you to wake us up and take the information and spread it out accordingly. I also wanted to say that my MySpace group for the 9/11 symposium is doing really well, and I was just curious if I could go ahead and plug it again.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's at groups.myspace.com/9/11symposium. To all those who are going to the 9/11 symposium, you can find discount tickets here. People are talking about hotels in the area that where you can get good rates and things like that. But, Alex, appreciate all the work you're doing.
Well, it's going to be wild. We know it's going to sell out now. I don't know how long you'll be able to get tickets, folks. There was only a few hundred left. We're going to cut it off at 1,100. You put 1,200 in there, it's just too many. I want to have room for the media and other people that are going to be there, so we've got to cut it off at 1,100. A couple hundred tickets left, and then when they're gone, they're gone. You're not going to be able to get them at the door. It's pretty clear that this is going to happen. So it's coming up next Saturday and Sunday. Not this weekend, but the weekend after next. Thanks for the call. In downtown Los Angeles, Sheraton downtown, details at Infowars.com. And yes, get my videos, make copies of them, get them out to people. The power of you, the people, taking action is unstoppable. Again, that's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. See the videos all online right now.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.